From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In New Hampshire, all the polls are now closed, and in the first primary of the year, exit polls show that Massachusetts Senator John Kerry is in the lead. If that lead holds, it would give Kerry, winner of last week's Iowa caucuses, victories in the first two contests in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean is running second in New Hampshire, closer than most opinion polls had predicted. North Carolina Senator John Edwards and retired General Wesley Clark are in a tight race for third. Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman trails, and Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich is further back.
We'll be checking in with our reporters at all of the candidates' headquarters in New Hampshire, and we begin now with our colleague Melissa Block, who is at Kerry campaign headquarters in Manchester. And Melissa, how would you describe the mood at John Kerry's campaign headquarters?
Well, it's pretty excited here. One of the television monitors that's on in this room just had a projected win come up on the screen for John Kerry, and there was a big whoop that went up in the crowd. Earlier, there were some early returns that came up that showed him with a lead, and the crowd is growing in size and growing in excitement as the night goes on.
Senator Kerry has actually devoted the past week to dampening expectations of how much he might win by or whether he would win in New Hampshire.
I guess that would be the strategy. I mean, people here have lost by winning, and they didn't do as well as expected, and who wants to be in that situation? But they had a finely tuned organization in the state. Former New Hampshire Governor Gene Shaheen, one of his campaign chairmen, knows this state as well as anybody, knows where to go to find the voters, which in this state is a work of art. I mean, a lot of them are bulked down in the southeast corner near Massachusetts. A lot of those people watch Massachusetts television, read Massachusetts newspapers, know a lot about John Kerry, and getting those people to the votes is where they wanted to put their energy, and convincing undecideds. And they say they spent a lot of time and a lot of effort sitting down in town meetings, which is the way you do business here in New Hampshire, is to sit down and answer any question that comes at you. And they say that's what they did, and that's what worked.
Melissa?
Yes.
It's Michelle here. I was wondering if what you're hearing from the Kerry camp regarding the expectations game that all the candidates seem to be involved in this week.
Well, I mean, when I talked to Michael Meehan, who's one of the senior advisors to this campaign tonight, he said, look, we were looking for a top three finish. I mean, this is the neighboring state to John Kerry's home state of Massachusetts, so I'm sure they were looking for much more than the top three. He said they had an unbelievable run here. They were down 17 points in the polls just 10 days ago. And if you look back to December, Howard Dean was at 45, Kerry at 13, so they feel confident that they've been able to turn this around. I will say, when I was driving around today around the state visiting polling places, along with the regular John Kerry signs that were at virtually every intersection you'd come to, I was also starting to see red signs that said, doubting Dean, vote Kerry, which I hadn't seen before. I don't know whether they're sanctioned by the campaign, but I think the notion of raising questions about Howard Dean's viability or quote-unquote electability may have worked in his favor. I don't know the ramifications of the Iowa I have a scream moment when I was talking to voters today. A lot of them said they could not care less about that, but I did talk to one or two who said it may have changed their mind.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you.
Our colleague Melissa Block speaking to us from the primary campaign headquarters of Senator John Kerry, according to early exit polls, the leader in the New Hampshire primary.